What's up? Episode 44, Saturday, December 9th. All right, we are back. Last time we did not get to this show, so this time we're starting with this show in terms of... Yeah, okay. So, Reploid Bill Willingbush.
Seth Lovell Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
And Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so this is the show that is dedicated to what is going on with the fan base, what is going on the group pages. So in terms of if you send emails, things like that, this is where they get read. So, yeah, who's up?
I suppose I can go first. I'm in the Sentai group page. And,
wait. Before we usually, before we start this, we are supposed to mention if anything's going on with the shows or something like that. The hiatus is, this is the episode.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
This is it. It's done. They do this episode, and of course, the other episodes that are recorded today.
And then Scruffy's on break until, like, the ass end of January.
Ghost.
Well, there'll be an episode because of the con that will go up.
Right.
And maybe one episode I have in mind.
For what?
Just an idea I have for a possible extra Sentai review-ish. Yeah.
He wants to try to do another two-parter, like the Green with Christmas Evil thing. Only
no,
like
it's a different costume one covering something else. So,
Okay.
All right, anyway. So, yeah, so into the Sentai Review Facebook group page, which, by the way, Facebook and then Sentai Review and get on it. But the first
get
thing...
Get on it!
First thing posted was, I guess Scotty threw up, what was it, Battle Fever Robo Part 1 over onto...
Dymo.
Yeah.
Since I can only do, like, multiple parts, since I can't pull the full thing on there.
Yeah. So then the other thing is a... way to go, Bill.
It's not my fault.
It's not your fault that you hit a button to play the video?
No, Facebook does that automatically.
Not if you turn it off.
Mine doesn't play any audio.
Mine plays audio automatically, so butt cheeks, motherfucker.
Yeah, maybe later. But anyway, so then the next important thing would be Aaron Juergens, I do believe his name is. Juergens, whatever. But he posted a Sentai version of...
Goku's.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet. And then, what was it? It was Ronan posted a picture of, Austin St. John and then a couple of the dudes from Riders, I do believe, at a con. So, yeah, not much going on other than me and my sweet new t-shirt. Wasn't really anything important going on other than a minor freak out, which we'll get to later.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that was Sentai.
Wow, man. Sentai sucked then. I feel like there's a lot more conversations and things taking place.
Well, there was a
Sentai.
Lot more conversations and things going on, like people talking about the writers and the robos and stuff like that. But like I said, then there was also something that happened that I'm not sure if we should go into now or at all.
Eh.
Okay. So yeah, like I said, not much in the ways of conversing other than people being like, oh yeah, here's, you know, some of the next writers that you guys should be covering and stuff like
dude,
that.
Dude, I saw those Cops and Robbers.
Yep.
Dude, I'm actually kind of excited for the new upcoming costumes.
Yeah, I got a bit confused with the image that was shown because from my side, it's like, is this lime green or yellow?
Yeah, it's the new, new guys are
like
sweet.
It's like a 3-versus-3 team as far as I could
it's
tell.
Cops and Robbers.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a red, a pink, and a, like, green on one side, and then a red, a blue, and a yellow on the other side.
The cops actually have, like, little shields. yep. on their helmets and everything, like police badges and whatnot. It'll be interesting to talk about those outfits.
All right, over on Jobber, Jobber Wrestling Corner, by way of Facebook, I shared one video where somebody used some, I guess, Titantron video of a Stone Cold Steve Austin's entrance with Thanos' appearance. My God, Thanos, Thanos, Thanos!
Yeah,
it was awesome. I enjoyed your eye roll there, Shane. I did. I enjoyed it.
And then I also shared an image that was a publicity image for The Rock lifting up a sleigh. And it's like, oh, great, here we go. Another hint at Santa with Muscles 2, insert face palms. Because Hulk Hogan did an excellent job with the first one. And then the YouTube version of the Survivor Series was posted. There you go.
Dang, this episode is great! Go ahead.
That's because there wasn't much going on. Everybody's assuming we're already on vacation.
Dude.
Well, I'm doing controller pile-up. You know, go to that on Facebook as well. And Bill's the first post.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yep, that's the shit I was waiting for.
Dude, it's fucking
this man has just achieved the highest defense rating in the game. If men in video games were armored like women, and this dude looks like he's wearing nothing but
body paint.
Dude, it's straight up amazing. I don't it's straight up fucking ridiculous and amazing.
He's also got some kind of weird feather.
Did you notice his dick guard?
Well, I try not to like look at dicks, but yes, I noticed his
very manly dick guard.
Yeah, I see it.
I don't think he could possibly miss that.
Dude, that was crazy.
Bill, once again, is the next one. He posted GameStop's Dirty Secrets by to YouTube link for Happy Console Gamer.
Yeah, dude, that video was fucking crazy.
I haven't watched it yet, so...
It's a guy talking about the way that the managers were siphoning off their, like, they were... In this dude's store, the guy's manager, he was going to the conferences and getting games and shit like that are given to them for free.
Yeah.
Then he was coming back, and he would refund them.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a big no-no.
Well, it was. You could say it's a big no-no, but he got away with it for 7 years because he was not the store manager. He was the flat-out district manager.
Oh,
and he was going to these. He was going to these places, and then he'd get all these free systems and shit. Then he'd go to one of the places and be like, he'd find somewhere where like there was a newer guy or something like that, or some guy that you know wouldn't question it. And he put the stuff down. And he said, "Refund all that," and be like, "I don't think I'm allowed to do that." And he's like, "I'm telling you to do that. I'm your boss, literally. Of course you can do that."
Yeah.
So the guy would
sounds
refund
like a bunch
all
of bullshit
it
to me.
Then he get, of course, they get the receipt and everything for whatnot. They go put that in the back, and then he'd go back there to do his paperwork, and he'd take the receipt and leave. So later on, when it came up that they were like, "Hey, recently your store magically lost like $1,780-something. What the fuck happened?" And they're like, "Well, there was a giant refund, a bunch of shit from so and so," and he'd be like, "Yeah, we're going to need that receipt." And then that guy who had sold it, he'd go in the back and he'd look for it.
No receipt.
There's nothing on the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Because the district manager was like, "Money, bitches." And he played that game for a long time. Yeah. And then when he needed extra money, he would write transfers from one store to the other, like so much material, like different games and whatnot. And then he would be like, "I'm going to take these over there." And he'd get all the games and shit, and then he'd take them to a different store where they weren't supposed to go and repeat the same process. So he was pulling down like $3,000 cash per month or something like that, just trading materials back and forth across the GameStops and screwing up their inventories and shit.
Yep.
Damn,
pretty
Scott.
Awesome.
pretty
awesome.
We
were doing it wrong. We were doing it so wrong.
Bill's next post is another GameStop-related one. GameStop converted 200 stores to be a 50% collectibles. So,
50-ish.
Yeah. Our mall is one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. It was guaranteed. There's no way around this.
They are going full digital. They can't keep up in the gaming market anymore.
It's not even about that. It's digital distribution. It's going to crush those stores. The brick and mortar stores that we grew up with, they will die or convert to a system which is unrecognizable to when you were a child. It's inevitable.
I remember at one point hearing in like one of the managers and higher up meetings that they were talking about changing the name to like GameStop Plus or GameStop More at some point. So
yep.
Yeah, they even tested out a set of stores in the Christmas season which carried no games. They would go to different malls and whatnot that had areas that were just not being rented, and they would rent it for only the Christmas season, and they put something in there called, like, collectible stop or some shit like that, and that store was a GameStop with zero games in it. It was nothing but toys, shirts, and memorabilia, and then they shut down as soon as Christmas was done.
Several years back, they tried the same thing with the kids' store. It didn't turn out too well.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Actually, if you pay real close attention and you're old enough to remember, Suncoast did this.
Yep.
I remember Suncoast.
This is exactly what started the downfall of Suncoast, is they were having trouble because all the renters market and stuff like that and the changeover from one system to another, they started losing a lot of money. So they went into collectibles massively, and their store went 50% merchandise and 50% movies and shit. And then slowly but surely, they just could not make up that revenue, and they died.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like some of the local music shops have done the same shit.
Oh my god!
Shit, yeah. one of the local game places, fucking Mega Replay. That's how they make their money. Is like, what is it? 30% of the store is collectibles and shit. Yeah. The rest of it is like movies and DVDs and like a handful of gaming racks.
And that happened in terms of us, because it's been around for a while, but in terms of us, it happened quickly because Mega Replay opened and it was all games.
Yep.
Period. Mm-hmm. Games and movies. That was the only thing in the store. And it did not take long at all for all the pops and merchandise and shirts and posters and things like that to flood that store. Yeah. And that's because they have to. There's not really any real choice taking place here. If you're going to find a way to stay alive in the market as it is, especially in the next 10 years, you've got to make a change. And GameStop has no choice. They're going to have to become a collector's market, or they're going to die.
Yep, exactly. Or they're going to start losing money like they did with me. Mm-hmm.
The next post is from Sethery.
Yep.
This one's an interesting one. Don't understand why net neutrality is important. Just imagine EA is your internet provider.
Yep.
First off, that's awful because EA sucks.
And then you'd be walking away.
I would cancel internet then, and I would just...
You just what, 1980s the hell out of it?
1980s the hell out of it.
Because you'd have... That would be your choice.
Yeah, that's right, 1980s.
That's what you'd have to do.
By the way, if that shit goes away, it's not just Comcast and them that are going to be able to get away with it.
It's going to be everybody.
Your cell phone provider.
Yep.
You're already paying how much a month so that when you could call a motherfucker that you never call? Guess what? You want to access Facebook on your fucking phone? $10 extra.
Yeah, fuck that. Cancel that too.
Well, you're going to... I mean, if something like that happens and the system changes that dramatically, what's going to end up happening is movies will be cool again.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
I'm going to be watching a lot of fucking movies.
No, I'm just saying. Think about all the movies and games that you go and play that you know everything before you ever even turn the fucking thing on. I hate that shit nowadays. And everybody fucking does it. Like, people will watch an entire fucking walkthrough or fucking let's play of the start of a game all the way to the end of the game and then go play that game. Like, what the fuck is the point now? You've seen them do everything there is to do. Now just you doing it, if it's a Mario game, that's fine.
Yeah.
If it's like Final Fantasy,
Well, like, except for like 13. Watch that game, because that's what you're doing anyway.
I can't.
Do it for free.
I've seen so much of it, I still can't beat it, and I can't even bring myself to watch the fucking thing.
That's true.
because it's done. There's no surprises left for me.
Yeah.
But that's the world we live in. There were people that watched Justice League through the clips and stuff that was released before they even went to see Justice League.
Yep.
Like, they released the entire Superman Rebirth battle scene on Facebook, clip by clip, the entire fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the fight between Superman and Steppenwolf. It was all on Facebook the night before the movie came out.
So was his CGI mustache horrible on there, too?
It was the same things.
Yeah.
You could watch the movie. I was at Zeke's, and they were lining they were lining all the clips up that you could get of the movie, and the clips that were released were 1 hour of the movie. When you put them all in order, you could watch an hour of the movie before going to the fucking movie.
Yep.
Like, what's the fucking point now to going to the movie? If something like this took place and you 1980s the shit out of it, your movie would be a lot more interesting again.
Yep. Nothing would be ruined for me.
Yeah. But at the same time, if they do that, that means a lot of people who make, you know, their living based off the internet, which unfortunately is not us and thankfully is not us.
Here's the thing, man. If this, I don't want it to happen, but the truth of the matter is that shit changes.
Yeah.
Shit fucking changes. It always has, it always will, it's always going to. There's no fucking way around it. The world is not the same place we lived in when we were 12. It's not. It's fucking different. And 12 years from now, guess what it's going to be? It's going to be different. It's going to evolve, it's going to change, the fucking clothes will change, the attitudes will change, the political views will fucking change. There's always adaptation throughout society and the things that surround us that are connected to society. The internet's one of those things. It Yep. will change. Might not happen now, but sooner or later, it will change.
Yep.
To something else. It will. It's already changed. When we were fucking, remember the 90s when you got on the internet? Go back to that internet. I'm not even talking about going in.
Yeah.
Look, in the
back
90s,
in our day, damn it, there were three websites.
No, I'm being real.
There's AOL.
I'm being real. Yeah. If you could go back to the 90s right now, I was introduced through Dragon Ball Z through 15-second clips that took me a half an hour to fucking download.
Yeah.
And I had to read blogs and different shit like that, the chat rooms and things like that. It was a different fucking internet. Now, with things like Netflix and Skype and all these other different things that you can do through the internet, like, it's a completely different world. If somebody would have told you that Napster was even going to exist, you wouldn't have believed them.
Yep.
If somebody back when you first got on the fucking internet as a child, if somebody said, hey, why are you wasting all that money buying CDs?
Just download it.
Just download everything you could ever want for free forever.
Yep.
And for that matter, all the YouTube and shit like that you can watch and do, and the way that that's altering and changing the way that television and media is consumed, it's different. And it will be different. And 10 years from now, I promise you, it will be different.
Yeah.
It always changes. It always adapts. It always moves forward. And if you were to fall back to the 80s right now, why do you think Back to the Future is such a good fucking movie?
Because it was future and back in the past.
If they do Back to the Future right now, today, and they drop that kid 30 years back to see his parents when his parents were teenagers?
He's screwed.
Think about where you're going. Think about what you're in right now. If a 15-year-old kid that grew up surrounded by what we have right now goes 30 years back.
He'd be in the middle of the 80s. Mm-hmm. Well, ass end of the 80s. So, if his family was stupid rich, they would have retarded size fucking cell phone that was like that.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, sweet. And that's if you were lucky.
One of the only things that he had that he was lucky for is when he went back in time, there was still a fucking phone booth.
Yep.
Those if not- the kid went back, if the kid went back from the point that he's at right now and saw the phone booth, he wouldn't even know what the fuck it was.
Yeah, because they don't exist anymore.
They'd be like, "What is?" He'd be like, "Sir, what is that? Like, that's a phone booth, kid."
Yeah, he would think it's a porta potty or something.
It's a phone booth.
No, but really, like if he goes to the mall or some diner or some shit like that, and he needs to try to find a way to look up his relatives or friend or old fucking creepy doctor that should probably go to jail, like.
He would never be able to look him up.
You know,
he's not just
spot here.
You can't. Yeah, he can't.
He have Wi-Fi?
No, because if he knows that he's gone back in time, which he did, he found the newspaper and shit like that when he walked into Hill Valley. But in our case, if he went there, he wouldn't know what to do. He really wouldn't. What does he do?
Because everything's so digital now. Even when you go into the library, they don't. Kids aren't taught how to use the old school Dewey Decimal System and shit.
That's a true statement.
They don't know how to use index cards. They walk up to the librarian,
and
they go, "Do you have this?" Or they go, "I need to use this computer to look up stuff." Do 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 do. Nope, they don't have it.
If he dropped back to like 1990 or some shit like that and got his Billy Idol on, he wouldn't know what to fucking do.
Yep.
Like that's the reason the movie works so well is because I'm telling you, every 10 years you can look back and be like, "Fuck, I'd have never believed it."
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, that might be why they're waiting to do it, because if you do if they make it around 2020, 1990.
Yeah.
Instead of going back to the 80s, you're going back to the 90s.
And you know they're going to do it. You know they'll remake that movie.
He can't
hold that stranglehold forever. At some point in time, either money is going to pry that shit away from him, or time itself is going to pry that shit away from him. And, I mean, yeah, sure, so far he's been able to say, I don't want it to happen. But he can't do it forever.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, they'll remake that movie. Or they'll just make another movie that's basically the exact same thing, and they'll claim that
they'll call it future backwards time.
No, they'll just say it's inspired by, and they'll get away with it. They'll make the same fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly.
They just can't make Doc Brown again. It'll have to be some other dude or some other circumstance.
Doc White, there you go.
No, it'll be like Professor Orange or some stupid shit.
Professor Orr.
Professor
Plum. And it can't be Marty McFly.
No, they can't do Professor Plum either, because he was Professor Plum.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. And then instead of Marty McFly, they'll have
Jimmy
Farty McEye.
No, it'll be David Swims or some shit, and I don't know.
Well,
instead of flying, it'd either be fucking falling or goddamn swimming, so there you
Could be driving.
That's kind of true, yeah.
This is the last one.
I don't know. Either way, my original comment was I was going to make a joke about the Roaring Twenties are coming up, and anybody who remembers the 20s.
Last one for this one is old trophies don't count. This is what Seth posted. But if you're like Shane and complete 70% of your games, you could have money you're sitting on. It's an article. You can earn PSN money by playing PS4 games.
Yep.
Because of the trophies.
Yeah. At a certain point, I can't remember what the article stated. I want to say it's sometime next year, but basically, for playing your video games, they're going to give you money to go buy other video games on the PlayStation market.
That makes me not want to complete any more of my games whatsoever.
That was kind of my thought process on it, too.
I'm kind of glad I don't have my PS4 right now. Then.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well, then why the fuck would I even play any game if all my trophies are going to give me fucking money?
Yeah.
That I could turn around and put on the fucking PlayStation Store.
Yeah.
However, at the same time, that also makes me feel like, okay.
So wait, do you sell the trophies? What are you talking about here?
For every so many fucking, what is it? For every so many gold trophies, you get like 50 cents. You get like $5, so it's like 50 cents per golden trophy. If you platinum a game, they're going to give you $15. Here you go, buddy. Here's your digital fun bucks. Go buy a new game off of the digital marketplace. Yeah. By the way, we've increased the price of everything on the digital marketplace because we're giving you fun bucks.
It's the same. Look.
To drop down the deals. There you go.
It goes exactly to what we were just talking about. It is changing. It's happening right now. Sony does not want to, and this is not just Sony. Sony, the fucking computers, Microsoft, fucking Nintendo, they do not want to share profits with that guy.
Yep.
And that guy. They don't give a fuck about the pawn stores, and that's exactly what GameStop is. Fucking most of its profit comes from the idea of a pawn market. Somebody comes in with games that they don't want. They sell them to GameStop. GameStop sells them to somebody else.
Yep.
They don't want you doing that.
Yep.
They want you to rent your games off the digital market space, and if you get rid of it, you just get rid of it. Or if they get rid of it, fuck on you. And
yep.
they don't want another business coming in and taking stuff. And they don't want you to be able to fucking borrow and trade shit. If you want to play that game, Shane, the new Soul Calibur comes out. Say we're already in the digital age. I play it at my house. I'm like, this fucking Soul Calibur 6 makes up for all the garbage I had to put up with in 5.
Yeah, which, of course, as soon as fucking Scott shared that in the messenger, he's like, here's Soul Calibur 6. And I was like, Bill's review of 5. I will wait.
Now, yeah.
I'm going to wait for Bill to buy the Super Ultra Deluxe Ultimate Collector's Edition.
I'm going
to
wait for your review.
And then maybe I'll come back.
Sure to post when they announce a Collector's Edition.
But see, that's right there. People are saying they'd wait. Say it's only digital.
Okay.
I get that fucking game. Oh, you know what else digital's going to do? It's going to make it a little more difficult for certain streamers. Because there's ways to get around things, like where you hook up to a card and then you feed that back through your computer like we used to do, so you can kind of skip over the idea of playing a Bandai game that they don't want you showing it off. You could skip all that. It's going to make it a little more difficult when it's all digital.
Right.
That'll be a little more difficult. Not too much. You'll still get around it.
There's still workarounds for it.
It'll
just, you had to add an extra step or 6.
It'll go around the Bandai Namco blocking on YouTube.
Yeah.
But what... Well, no, I'm talking about, like, well, you can get a video capture card.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But regardless, what they're trying to do is, I'm going to buy that game.
Okay.
I'm going to play it.
Okay.
Do you want to play it?
Yes.
You have no choice but to buy it.
Okay.
From them.
I will.
Not from GameStop, not with a discount, and not with a sale. $60, bottom fucking line. Do you want to try it? That's the only way to do it.
Or I can just come over to your house and try it at your place.
Oh, they'll probably have
but
a demo
But you can't borrow
it.
You can't take it home.
No, I can't take it home, but I can play it at your place. So I can be like, this seems pretty neat.
Somebody has to drop the money.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
it's going back to the old days.
Yeah. It won't be something like where...
Back when we had 12 different games and, you know, each person might have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't, but that's...
Except for Timmy down the street, because his family's a bunch of rich cunts.
It'll be different than that, too, because I had a situation like that where I was playing Final Fantasy II, quote, 4, and my friend, Cody, was the one playing Final Fantasy III, quote, 6, and when I finished 4, he finished 6, and we traded. They don't want you doing that.
Yep.
They want me to buy 6, and they want your ass to buy 4. And since you've already done it like fucking 5 times, they can get another one out of you.
Or there is still the workaround of if you really wanted to play that game, Shane, what you can do is you can make your system a subsystem of Bill shit, and then you can go into Bill's purchased games.
Nope. They're going to put an end to that shit too. Once it goes all digital, they'll find ways to shut that down. This is what they want. They don't want a third-party distributor to profit off what they're producing.
Yep.
It will happen.
Time to trade consoles.
Yep.
It's going to take place.
Hey, Bill, you done playing that game? Give me
your
PS4.
Give me your PS4.
Yeah.
What game you playing? Oh, I just finished this game. Give me your PS4.
I don't know. My PS4's nice in yours. Fuck you, then. All right, fine. God.
Yeah. And if you break my shit, you owe me a $600 system instead of a $30 game.
It'll also take out certain aspects. It'll take out certain aspects like,
GameStop will probably become an online-only store.
Years ago, if my friend had a PS2 and I had a PS2, I would take my PS2 game to my friend's house. It's going to kill that. They're going to find a way to be like, hey, I have Soul Calibur 6. You got to come here because I'm not packing all this shit up to go there.
Right.
Yep.
So
unless they keep that shit saved to your profile, so that way then all you'd have to do is, you know, go over to your buddy's house, sign into your profile, download the game to his machine, which will only work on your profile. So, maybe, but even so, then that would mean then that he would have access to your profile so he could play the game on his shit under your profile. Unless you go on to play, I don't know, fucking, like if I'm playing Wolfenstein right now.
And Shane logs in to play Hello Kitty Island Adventure under your profile.
Yeah.
It kicks you off of Wolfenstein.
Yeah, exactly, or something.
And you're like
that.
I'm killing Nazis. I'm like, I'm saving kitties.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you dumb motherfucker.
I was in the middle of shooting Hitler in the dick.
Well, it can't be all easy like the Switch.
Yeah.
You want to try a game out? Let me bring my damn console over because it's a fucking portable console too.
Yeah. Yeah, but even then I watched that Review Tech USA episode. And what he said made a hell of a lot of sense on that one. Rich basically was talking about how, oh yeah, no, I finally understand why it's acceptable for you to sit down and play fucking Candy Crush on your cell phone at a gathering, but if I were to bust out my Switch, you would look at me like I'm an idiot. It's because the cell phone has other purposes, whereas the Switch is solely for playing a fucking Nintendo game.
Right.
You know, you could pretend that you're playing, or that you're checking emails and shit when you're really playing fucking Candy Crush. But if, you know, I'm sitting down playing Doom on my Switch, which Doom is still, you know, ripping people's foots off and shoving them up their noses, you're still going to look at me like I'm a 16-year-old child acting like an idiot. Or, well, technically a 10-year-old child, but either way.
Well, at that point, I would just be sitting there playing Doom, and if somebody's like, God, you're a fucking idiot, I'm like, you do realize every single time I rip this demon's leg off and shove it up his nose, I'm envisioning you. So walk away.
And the others that too, but still.
Well,
you're up. Oh, okay.
You're next.
I am?
No, Nick is. Oh. You're last.
All right.
Well, technically Jeremy's last if there's any fan mail.
Oh, yeah.
So, sorry. On the main page.
Okay.
Let's see. Scott posted a picture of two wrestling dudes. And then right underneath them is Bulk and Skull.
Two wrestling dudes.
Look, I give absolutely zero fucks about wrestling.
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. And somebody was comparing the two.
Two wrestling dudes.
That's two wrestling dudes. That's all I see. I have no clue who the hell they are. I stopped watching wrestling 20 years ago.
I fucking love it. Two wrestling dudes.
There's a similarity. I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one person who commented on the original post was like, okay, just waiting for the Bulk and Skull music to start when they come out one time.
I could see him
if I worked the fucking audio in one of the shows, I'd do it. When they were waiting, like, play our music, we're going out. I'm like, okay. I start playing their music so they would walk out, and then I would turn into the Bulk and Skull music and be like, ha, you guys suck.
It's true, and then he could blame it off of, like, New Day or whoever else that they're feuding with or whatever the fuck.
So, next one is from Aaron Jurgens, that guy.
Yeah.
We'll just go with that
from
guy.
From Aaron, yeah.
From
Aaron.
We'll just call him AJ. How's that?
Whatever.
Anyways, he's talking about... when he was 11 to 13, Ryoko and Bulma were his waifus. So, out of curiosity, he was wondering who everyone else's was. Because he knows people have or had them. And why those specific ones? And Bill is trying to watch a video again.
No, I'm not trying to watch a video. It's fucking automatic on my goddamn phone.
Fucking ruining the filming, Bill.
Shut up.
Bitch. I fucking ruined the filming because of
the phone
call.
No, give it to Jeremy. Jeremy will fix your settings.
Jeremy will fix it. Goddamn.
Bill's over there like, this is a great episode.
I'm working on something. I actually am. I'm currently working on a deal.
No, you're fine, dude. You're fine.
He's working on a deal of how many times he can start playing a video in the middle of this
recording.
No,
it's a pretty legitimate deal. If it works out for me, I'm making an hour and a half trip.
What, today?
Probably tomorrow morning.
Ah. Actually, speaking of the Bill guy... he posted a thing on the main page. Bill just realized something. If Fox owns Alien and now Disney owns Alien, then that would mean that the babies born from the Xenomorph Queen are now Disney princesses. And then Scott said, then again, if Thor is also female in the comics, does that mean Thor is a Disney princess too? Which Bill said, if Thor is technically a prince, that then I would say yes. However, Jane Foster has the power of Thor, but is not the Odin's son. But Thor's the king of Asgard now anyways, so it's all good. Then Scott,
what?
Oh, yeah, you didn't see the movie yet.
I don't have to see the movie to reference comic books, though. I mean, I guess...
I'm talking about the cinematic universe. He's kind of in charge of Asgard now.
Yeah, Asgard.
That's hardcore temporary.
Scott posted Soul Calibur 6 gameplay trailer, which I still need to watch. Because fuck yeah. Let's see. He also posted a video that hints that you might be able to change your PSN name. So if you don't like your PSN name, Shane, of
at least next
give
year.
Me your milk 6969, you can change that sometime next
That's gonna
year.
That's going to be my name.
So you're going to go from
I
your
pay
current
you to
one
change
to
it.
Give me your milk
give
69,
me your milk
6969.
All right.
When you play online games, people are like, I don't want to play with this dude. your milk.
Shit, they probably think he's just some like 12-year-old kid in which mommy and daddy just bought him his first system. They'll be like, I'll play this guy. Fucking Bill gets in and whoops all their asses. They'll be like, what's with this kid?
Dude, I'm a 30-something-year-old dude. I'm not.
I have that. I am that immature.
Give a fuck.
But no, I have been wanting to change my PSN name because of the name. That's an old name I used.
Yeah.
But my current name is what my Xbox has, my Switch has, everything has.
What, the proto guy?
Except for my PlayStation.
Yep.
And because you can't change it. I'm like,
yeah.
It's okay. Someday, the team of Protodin will go forth and save Eorzea again. I don't know when because I work third fucking shift. And you work seconds, so we don't ever get time to game.
It's true.
Except which is why we stop playing.
Except for on the upcoming break. I mean, Shane doesn't go into the Shane nap until like 6 in the morning. So, I mean,
I'd have to re-download 14.
I've been calling
and then
that.
pay for the subscription.
I've been calling it that.
The Shane nap.
The Shane nap.
I call it the Shane sleep.
I was about to say the Shane sleep.
Bill.
He must rest and go into the shade.
Oh, that is an interesting one.
Okay. So the last thing I'm going to read from the main page.
No, read the one after that.
What?
So these will be the last two.
Oh, okay. AJ also posted another thing. Actual Korean knockoff of a beloved Japanese series. Guess what? It sucks. And it's
Kid.
A thing called Super Kid. Can anyone take a guess on what this is possibly ripped off from?
Is it Shrek?
I will end you. It is totally Lupin.
Bill, can you tell us what that is a ripoff of? I'm having issues. I think it's Sailor Moon.
No.
It has to be Sailor Moon.
No, it's actually Tattooed Teenage Alien Bikers from Beverly Hills.
Fighters, not bikers. But
now
close.
They're bikers. So you shut the fuck up.
Oh, no, that's true,
because
it would be a Korean knockoff, so yeah, they're bikers now. Yeah.
Yep.
No, it looks like a weird Justice League.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of true. It could be. I mean, there is...
My mistake of Fantastic Four, there's four characters, so...
I don't know, I think you were right with Justice League, because, I mean, Swamp Thing is coming off of that planet. I mean...
I don't know, if that's a ripoff of Fantastic Four, it can't be any worse than the last Fox movie.
Now, this one might be interesting.
What was that? What was the last Fox movie? I don't
For
even
Fantastic
know what it was.
Fantastic Four?
Oh.
Fan
Four Stick. Like the last fucking
no,
movie
the,
that Fox
the
put
la-
out.
The last Fantastic Four Fox movie.
That movie was amazing.
The last movie they put out.
Yep.
Yeah.
That movie is easily one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
But for now, because that is the last movie, we will always and forever have
Doom Guy. Yep.
But
now worth watching the movie just for him.
All right, and so the last one we're going to do for
this
the main
be interesting,
page.
Bill. This will be
interesting. This one I'm actually kind of interested in. I'm going to be reading the thing afterwards. James Westvold tossed up a thing, and it says it's a Den of Geek article for Patrick Stewart teases return as Picard if Tarantino directs Star Trek. And Bill is not happy all of a sudden. I can just feel the anger from over here. I don't even have to see him because I have a Jeremy blocking me.
You're welcome.
But the irritation, I can feel it from here.
It's not just irritation. There's a little bit of disappointment mixed in there.
What's
sadness. With a cup of sadness.
A cup of sadness?
Just a cup of
not
sadness.
Not a pinch.
Go ahead. Go on with how great it is.
There we go. Go ahead. Read that article and let us know what's going on.
I was going to read it to myself, but okay. All right. The article was from December 8th, so that was about 2 days ago, maybe two days. Wait, what's
one
today?
Day.
One day.
It was yesterday.
I don't
Holy
know dates
shit.
Anymore. Dates do not apply to me.
Hold on. Now we need silence. Nick has to do basic math.
No, Nick needs to fucking remember how to read a goddamn calendar, apparently, because my brain does not work the way it used to. I'm still adapting to third shift.
Yeah, it's a fun shift, isn't it?
Today's Sunday. But it's not Sunday, it's Saturday. But to me and Bill, it's Sunday.
I know, it's fun, isn't it?
No.
Anyway.
Star Trek recently set the news cycle to stun thanks to the possibility that irreverently ultra-violent director Quentin Tarantino might jump aboard the film franchise for a project that has potential to become its most radical reinvention since J.J. Abrams' 2009 movie relaunch. Bill's jerking it off in the corner.
They're going to be able to see it, too.
Yep.
Consequently, one of the franchise's on-screen captains, Patrick Stewart, seems to be inspired for a return to his iconic role of Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Stewart has expressed in the past that his days in the captain's chair as the next generation skipper Jean-Luc Picard have concluded. It's an understandable notion for the 77-year-old knighted English actor, who also became an on-screen icon as Professor Charles Xavier in the X-Men franchise. However, he happens to be a fan of Quentin Tarantino and sees his prospective venture into a Star Trek film as a perfect opportunity to work with the helmer. As Stewart explains to THR, whoever the fuck that is.
Yep.
God damn it. So anyway.
So
Tarantino.
Let me make it a little bit simpler for you then. So basically a few days ago, Tarantino was sitting at home and he was watching a movie and he was like, I got an idea. I'm going to do something for Star Trek. So he kind of wrote up a brief synopsis and he went and he talked with JJ about it and he was like, here's an idea for how to do the next Star Trek movie. And JJ goes, yeah, it's kind of sweet. I might use something like that. Would you want to help me write based off that idea? And he was like, yeah. So there's a possibility that the next time JJ makes a Star Trek movie.
This is not a collaboration.
Yeah, I know.
This is a full-blown Tarantino production. Bill.
Yep, I know.
Bill.
I know.
Why
I know.
Are you jerking off to the fucking...
Fuck this!
Genius of Tarantino.
This... I hate the fact that people are excited about this. Do you want to see Captain Picard come back to drop F-bombs and do gritty social satire?
That's no. why I was excited for it.
No.
Are you fucking kidding me with this?
Especially in the Star Trek universe.
To yeah. be fair.
Star Trek went from intellectual property,
okay.
which attacked the problems that we had in the world and society in an intelligent way that made you every single episode, not one fucking episode can you watch and at the end get nothing out of it. Every single episode gave you something to think about, whether it was good or bad, or whether it was fucking, you see, Timmy, or you really had to dig. There was something in every episode that made us question life and society and the world at large. Now, what is Star Trek after J.J. Abrams' brilliant reimagining?
Run and gun.
Lens flares.
Black and white. Good guy, bad guy. He's bad because he's an asshole. Shoot him. Run, gun, jump, motorcycle, bang, boom, ship destroyed. Three fucking movies in a row.
That is the shittiest version of the...
Vulcan completely fucking annihilated.
You forgot somewhere in the middle of their Beastie Boys playing.
And not for something that makes us think. That makes us wonder the aspects or ask questions. No, that guy's an asshole. He has red dot thing. Red dot thing, planet gone. Why? Because I need a reason to shoot him. And he's an asshole.
What's your backstory? Blah, 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 promises weren't kept, planet gone,
now,
blah, blah, blah.
Do I like the new Star Treks? I've watched all three of them. Yes, I enjoy them. But, to me, these are action films now. And used to be, when I was growing up, somebody would say something that used to irritate me. They would say, oh yeah, that's that Star Wars. No! It's fucking not! There's a huge fucking difference. There's Star Trek and there's Star Wars, and they are universally fucking different. Now, that comment doesn't even bother me. Because they're the same goddamn thing. Guns, lasers, boom, shoot, jump. Fuck, I'm surprised I haven't seen a fucking plasma sword. In fact, R2-D2 is in the first fucking movie.
I thought Bill was going to say, I'm surprised I haven't seen a fucking space wizard yet.
Next movie introduces
fucking
space
fucking
wizards.
Fourth Star Trek now, movie, space wizards. God damn it, me!
Now let's all get really excited. Let's all get pumped the fuck up for the next reimagining of Star Trek entering the next generation, where Patrick Stewart comes back to reprise his role as Captain Picard, where he drops F-bombs and fucking does gritty satire.
Mr. Worf, fuck that man up. Make it so.
And that's part of what he's fucking interested in, because lately Patrick Stewart has fallen into this grit comedy where he does shows like Logan and things like that, and that's fine. He could do whatever he wants to do, and he's a tremendous actor, but as a tremendous actor, he should also know the characters that he has portrayed, and he should not be interested to do a Quentin Tarantino film as Captain Picard. It doesn't fucking fit.
Unless he wants his character's brain splattered all over the place.
The atmosphere, the personality of a Quentin Tarantino film does not match the next generation. At all. In any fucking way. Show me one Tarantino film. I challenge you to bring one Tarantino film to my attention that makes me say, Star Trek.
Pulp Fiction.
No. Oh my, no.
The closest thing in Pulp Fiction is some of the philosophy, which is barely fucking there.
Dude, you said challenge and I gave it.
When you fucking said that, I felt a fucking tingle move from my nose to the back of my skull. And an overwhelming fucking desire to literally fucking slap you in the face.
You put out the challenge. I just named a Quentin Tarantino movie.
He failed the challenge.
Yeah.
I was going to say Kill Bill.
Volume 2, of course.
There are so many people excited about this.
It's the first I've heard about it.
I was excited to watch Bill, like, fucking lay into people. That's all I was excited for.
I'm not even close to excited. I'm the furthest fucking thing from excited. Now, if Quentin Tarantino wants to take what's already been put down in the new Star Trek movies and move to a next generation and put his little fucking dark spin on it, he can do that. Because right now we're running gun movies anyway, and I just count them as movies. They're fucking blockbusters. We'll watch them. We'll run, we'll gun, we'll jump, we'll say fuck, and we'll fucking kill people for drug money or something. It's whatever.
In space.
In space.
Yeah, we gotta go get that shipment of Romulan ale.
And it'll be fine. But if they go this route, if this Patrick Stewart rumor even comes close to fucking full circle, where they bring back, because one of the things they did that allowed them to get away with changing Star Trek on a fundamental level was they said, it's not the same universe. It's not the same timeline. It's different. There's things that have taken place that changed the development of Starfleet. Starfleet was less exploration, more military. That happened. It changed a fundamental aspect that was Star Trek that allowed us to tell stories in a different way and move these characters along a different path that was not the original path. That's fine. We can do that. If you bring Patrick Stewart back as Captain Picard in the original Next Generation universe, and he goes the full Tarantino angle, where he's dropping F-bombs and talking about pussy, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, technically, he kind of is already with one show that he does, but...
But that's what I mean. He can do that in his other shows. He's a tremendous actor. He's very talented. He's funny. And if he wants to play the adult angles, there's nothing holding him back. No. But he should also have respect for his original properties to say, no, I would not come back to be Picard in a Quentin Tarantino film. Because even Tarantino has admitted that he wants to play the dark, gritty angle of Star Trek.
Yep.
Plus, isn't it just like... Didn't the article say a movie, or did the article say a series of movies?
No, he's interested
say he wants
in
to
doing
do it as one.
He's interested in doing Star Trek.
Yeah. Yeah, so he wants to do one movie, and if I know Tarantino the way that I know him, he wants to do the Borg, and he wants the Borg to fucking take over. There's no stop the Borg this time. It's Borg show up, everybody go boom and
shit,
dead.
Bill! Maybe this is the alternate timeline that one Riker was in that blew his own ship up. You remember when there was like the 50,000 fucking Enterprises and they were all hailing each other?
Yep, and all he
and
did
that
was
one
on
was like,
screen.
Fuck that! We ain't going back to that goddamn place! The Borg took over everything!
One of the most ridiculous loopholes I've ever seen in all of Star Trek. We are
would
receiving
be the
52,
best!
We are receiving 52,497 hails on screen.
All at once?
What?
That's all he said was on screen and one came up.
Yeah.
Fucking Data was like, fucking
this one.
That guy.
RNG, hard at work.
Fucking A.
No, that, or it was like, Data was just like looking at the list, is like, that was the first one. Beep.
Actually, Data probably would be able to figure out which one was the first one.
Fucking, he just put everybody else on call waiting.
It's like, hold on, I don't know
fucking
how to conference call this.
Data's like, Enterprise D, please hold. Enterprise D, please hold. Enterprise D, please hold. Enterprise D, please hold.
Prime University, please hold.
Fucking captain on the other ship is like, what's going on? I mean, the first officer's like, captain, what's going on? I'm on hold.
We're on hold. They're getting like 52,792 fucking
hails. Being shot at.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It just plays like this really shitty holding music. Thank you for holding. We will be, it's like, unfortunately, all of our current operators are busy. Please wait on the line. Your number is 52,702.
Now, if he wants to play, the grit angle, I'll tell you where he could do it. Go to Deep Space Nine. It's possible. Deep Space Nine was on the edge of space in terms of what we had. They were on the forefront of species we did know, species we didn't know. It was not a Starfleet installation. That's a misunderstanding. Deep Space Nine was not owned by the Federation. It was a joint project that we were assisting the Bajorans in running that station, which they took from the Cardassians. It is a Cardassian station.
Yep.
And we made it a Federation station.
No.
Well,
we are borrowing it.
We helped the Bajorans run it.
Yep.
That's all we did. It was not ours. Yes, they call him captain, but there's another person on the ship who has basically the same rank as him.
Yeah, there's a Federation representative for captain and a Bajoran one.
And that series dealt with a lot of things outside of the ideal set of the Federation because they were on a frontier. A lot like when you watch Voyager, or a lot like when you watch the original series. The Federation plays a mighty role in what put them there and gave them the aspects and tools and personality traits and philosophy that they would need to go forward. But they were not married to it because sometimes on the frontier you need to make decisions right fucking now.
Right.
And we ain't got time to ask for permission.
They might not be what the Federation would want you to do, but we need a decision right now.
Right here.
And the
and
Prime
right now.
Directive is open to massive interpretation depending on what situation you are in and how far away from help you really are.
Well,
makes a lot of sense. Wasn't those
there are a lot of things that were done in Voyager that she would not be praised a hero for doing.
Oh, no, she would have been court-martialed and Voyager would have been taken from her in an instant.
But in their situation,
it was okay.
It is a different world. That is how you get away with Quentin Tarantino. You don't bring Picard back.
Yep.
Maybe Locutus of Borg.
No.
He doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, if it's an alternate reality, maybe.
But it's not.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart said he wanted to reprise Picard.
Yep.
That's where my biggest fucking problem here is. You want to continue off this Kelvin timeline shit and get all gritty and stupid, whatever. I don't care. It doesn't affect what I grew up with. And here's the thing. I'm not even comparing this in terms of like, oh, these movies or whatever. Like, Star Trek has a universe. It is not the same thing as like Star Wars movies where he went in and he changed some scenes, but you could still watch the original and there's really no damage done. If they do this, they affect years of universal development. And it changes everything that we knew. Every season of The Next Generation, when Picard comes back to talk about pussy and drop the F-bomb over and over and over again and do gritty fucking edge of space whatever the fuck is going on in the Enterprise E or whatever he's fucking piloting at that term. Unless it's going to be Star Trek where Picard is retired and he's in the shit or something. I have no clue what Quentin Tarantino wants with Star Trek.
Q decided to finally fuck with Picard's brain.
I just don't see what his business is here. Sure, he's a director that wants to do a certain kind of movie. But the kind of movies that he does do not warrant me to believe that he should be handling the Star Trek property in any way whatsoever.
I get you. There are certain.
I don't know. I mean, maybe getting behind the camera to film for somebody is like a, quote, guest director, like they did with all the fucking Eli Roth bullshit. Where, you know, from the guy who made Cabin Fever. This motherfucker didn't even touch the movie other than he came on set one fucking day. What do you mean for this horror movie? You know, shit like that. Like, what is it? Fucking, didn't they do that with fucking Hostel? They claimed it to be fucking Tarantino's. And
yeah,
all he did
movie.
Is walked on set one day and said, hi, everybody. And they said, Tarantino was here. It's his film now.
No, he put his name on it. That's the only thing he did.
Yeah.
They claimed it to be a Tarantino movie. It was not.
Yeah.
I think it was made by the same guy that did Cabin Fever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I mean. Like, maybe something like that where he wants to show
yeah,
up
but
and
this isn't,
maybe
this
talk
isn't
one
that.
Or two things. But
He is expressing desire to film the next Star Trek movie.
So,
We'll see how it plays out.
So with that, I would say, because is
main
that
page is done.
Unless there's the
because there's Toss.
There's Toss in the emails. That's
it. Yeah, in the emails. Because, yeah, I thought Shane did pile up. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, in that case, then, I am going to vacate the room for 2 seconds to go have a smoke. And I'm going to ask one quick question, which I'll get on the cast here. I'm hungry. I'm going to order at Pizza Hut. Is anybody going to be pissy if I get up a Meat Lovers for everybody and, like, some wings and breadsticks?
Go for it, dude.
Okay, cool. Then I'm going to go order
food
downstairs.
There's no huge discussion, really, on Comics Toss. I mean, there's
Jean Grey.
There's the Sony Pictures new Spider-Man movie, which I guess is not actually just a Miles movie now.
It's Spider-Verse.
It's going to deal with the Spider-Verse.
I looked at that today, and it was actually kind of interesting.
That's kind of neat, depending on how they play that off and what angles and what Spider-Man they want to bring up. Yeah. I could be interested in that.
But it's following Miles.
I could be fine with a Miles movie, too, but if they're actually jumping into the multiverse, I would
it's
be interested to see what they do.
This would be everybody from Peter Parker to...
Could be the first time we ever see Spider-Gwen. Well, they put her in a cartoon, to be fair, but...
I would say I would be interested in this if they actually show off it's not only a Miles movie.
It says Spider-Verse.
Yeah, Spider-Verse, so it's going to deal
and
with...
And he even sits in front of what looks like the Peter Parker Spider-Man and says, how many of us are there, or whatever, and that's...
Well, we'll know next Christmas when it comes out.
Otherwise, there's talk about the comparison... Somebody posted like 30 photos of a Batman comic, and you know how I feel about that, so I'm done with that. I looked it over. It basically, once again, it's fucking, if this is who I think it is, it's Tom King doing the same thing he did last time with everything else, where he shows Batman and Catwoman, then he shows Superman and Lois Lane, and they're basically doing the exact same thing, saying the exact same thing, going the exact same place.
I found it to be kind of interesting and a bit funny, considering where they both ended up at the same place.
I find it to be fine. I don't give Tom King a lot of credit, because this, he's like fucking 40 books in, and he's still doing the same fucking thing.
Tom King is the worst writer they've got on...
This is the only trick...
I have the All-Star Batman.
This is the... No, that wasn't Tom.
Tom King does Batman.
I thought he did that.
There's too many Batman for him to do it all. There's literally...
That wasn't Mr. King.
Huh. There's literally different versions of it, so they have different writers, but he's doing just Batman.
So that means I probably do have some of his stuff from the...
Yeah, he does Batman, and so far Batman is all he loves.
Wait,
this
can
fucking
we thank
gimmick
him for kicking the tree. Then
yeah, that was him.
Okay,
kicking the tree or having Bane, the I Am Suicide story arc.
Mommy, mom.
It was so bad.
And he does this. He's repeated this fucking tactic over and 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 over. We're 40 fucking books in. Give it the fuck up. Learn to write something else. I'm so tired of this. At this time, the only thing he did was he changed the mother-mommy situation, or the break-your-back situation, or the my-name-is-Bane situation, or the I-am-Batman situation, and he just did it with fucking Catwoman and Lois Lane. He was like, hey, look, fucking Lois Lane is Batman, and Superman is, or whatever, Lois Lane is fucking... I'd have to look at it again.
I did read it.
He compared the two.
They have
all
like two lines each.
Yeah.
The rest is Batman and Superman.
Yeah. But they're playing off the... you can see it in the very first thing. It says, Batman says, you don't have to come, you're not my sidekick. And the very next panel, over with Superman, Superman is the one that says, I'll stay outside the doors, and she says, you don't need to be there, I don't need you to protect me. And he's like, yeah, but, you know, we're together. And then Catwoman, I am your partner. And then Batman says, I don't need a partner. She says, I know. So Lois says, I don't need you to protect me. So Superman says, I know. I'm fucking done with it. I hate fucking Tom King. Learn to write something fucking else. You suck a dick.
They need to replace him. He is one of the worst writers in DC.
He's selling but the Batman book sells in the top 10. That motherfucker's not going anywhere. That guy is the next fucking Dan Slott. He will write Batman for fucking 20 goddamn years, just like Dan Slott has run Spider-Man into the ground so fucking far that I just wish they'd kill Peter Parker. Just get it the fuck over with.
Last time they did, they replaced him.
Good.
No,
we need it.
Peter Parker.
Good. Because Dan Slott has shit on that character for almost 20 years. I'm ready for him to die. What was the last good Spider-Man you read?
Well, it depends on my point of view of which Spider-Man you're talking about.
616. Amazing. Cue the crickets.
To be honest, if you have to think this hard, then you haven't read one in quite a while. That was
no,
good.
I read some. The last one I read was Spider-Man with a Silver Sable going over to invade Osborn's kingdom.
That was awful.
So Spider-Man and Batman
Spider-Man plays
in common.
Spider-Man plays a backseat to almost every character in his own book. He's not even an important character anymore. Dan Slott. The only thing Dan Slott cares about is Dr. fucking Octopus. He's the only guy that gets good storylines in the last fucking 10 years. A decade of Dan Slott. Just fucking kill the character and let's move on.
Yeah, I agree. But
so anything else?
Not that I know of.
No.
He said he wanted me to talk Jean Grey, but I don't know what he'd want me to do.
No, I just said that is something that you posted was Jean Grey. The Jean Grey episode's up. It's the longest episode that Bill has done.
It's my longest Keeping Up with the X-Men I've done. It's 26 minutes, because I had to talk about the misunderstandings and mishandling of the Phoenix entity. So, like, the last 10 minutes is a Phoenix talk. You can get that on Keeping Up with the X-Men. You just go over there on YouTube and Keeping Up with the X-Men is my show.
And if you don't, trust me, he'll badger you.
I will.
He'll badger you to, hey, what are you doing? You keeping up? You keeping
up? I don't get badgered.
You keeping up?
No, he doesn't know what's going on in the X-Men. It's but true. If he watched my show, Keeping Up with the
X-Men, you would know what's going on in the X-Men.
He'd know exactly what's going on.
Do you know what's going on in the X-Men, Scott?
No.
You should watch his show Keeping Up with the X-Men.
It's amazing.
I'm already in the Facebook group. I see the postings for it. That's it.
Blow your mind.
So fan mail.
Go ahead, Bill.
I got another
Jeremy. Whatever your
Jeremy.
Name is.
Jeremy, sorry.
Bill or whatever your name is.
This embody just took on a whole new... anyway.
I apologize.
So, I just recently got access to the Fandom Night Gmail account. Where fan mail had been a thing.
Holy balls.
And no one said shit.
It hasn't been checked in forever.
Well, I checked it. Those of you who wrote to it got email responses. So, please, if you're still listening, check your email. In terms of
I think if I remember right, one of the things that happened with that fandom mail address is it got...
It's used for the Sentai Review YouTube.
It got overwhelmed, if I remember right. It was receiving all kinds of spam and weird shit that it wasn't even subscribed to, and I remember I was deleting somewhere around like 800 fucking mails a day for a while there, and I didn't know what the fuck to do. It just got overran.
But the fans have been answered.
Awesome.
All the way back to mid to late 2016, I believe.
Okay, not as far back as I thought.
I mean, now that you've got on it, is it better? It was bad.
Yeah, I didn't see anything wrong with it. So.
Yeah, because it was we were getting fucking spam hit like crazy. I couldn't keep up with it.
And in terms
and
of
at
everyone...
at the time, the Gmail thing wasn't sophisticated. There's been an update that helps it weed out a lot of shit. Because now on my own email, I notice I go in and there's the social tab and whatnot, and it knows this shit is YouTube and this shit is that and this is possibly spam. And these are guys that are actually writing to you, and that's helped a lot.
Right.
But I didn't have that when I first opened the Fandom Night thing.
So those of you who are still using that old Gmail account, consider using
our FandomNight.com accounts. Those are checked frequently. I respond to them often. We enjoy the emails. Sometimes we even read them.
Yep.
Right here on the air.
I was going to say, that's kind of a strange comment. Sometimes we read them. Every now and then I get in there and I'm like, people mailed. Delete.
Fucking so, thanks, yeah. Bitch.
Keep them coming, but please keep them coming to tech.
If the subject is interesting, I'll read it. If it's not, it's like, no, bitch, fuck you.
There's been this lie. Prince. Most of them are just random gibberish or a name or something.
There's this one Arabic prince that keeps fucking writing Fandom Night, and he's like, I'm fucking dying, and I want to give away my family fortune. And if you just send me your credit card information... And, I mean, we gave it to him like 5 or 6 times, and we haven't got shit. But, I mean, my bank account has been suffering lately. I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Yeah, I said I bought some weird shit. I don't remember.
I don't remember buying the shit that I bought.
I think maybe somebody's siphoning it. I'm not sure.
Starting to wonder if that Prince guy wasn't completely legit.
Well, yeah. So, is that everything?
That's it.
You didn't have one that we had to read?
No, I was just wanting to let everyone know that I responded to all of them. So if you're still listening, go check your email.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. Don't forget, go to FandomNight.com. It is the easier and more guaranteed way to get a hold of us because we have emails right there that are like tied to us. Like if you have something you're saying to just me, there is that email that goes directly to me. And then there's the one that you can get a hold of the show in general. Like, the main one that you should be using, the one that gets checked the most often, is that tech one, right?
Yes. Tech@FandomNight.com.
There. Yeah, that's...
You'll find it at the bottom of the page. You'll find it on a lot of the RSS feeds, even. It's there. It's a thing.
All right. Yeah, we're done here, right?
Bye. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So, check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.